Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rod Robinson is here. Rod is a new friend. He's a corporate fund procurement advisor for American Express, has his own company, president, CEO of Connexus, Inc., in the great state of Ohio, in the great environs of Cincinnati, and he's here to talk to us about a new survey conducted by American Express, and it's all about the supply chain. Rod, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, the supply chain. I want to talk about set the table a little bit about the supply chain. So, a lot of people don't realize that they are connected to a supply chain. If you're a small business out there and you have customers, you're connected to the supply chain. And so on some level, if you run a restaurant serving people who near a factory or a plant or a supply house, you're part of the supply chain. You're supporting the supply chain. And whatever happens to the supply chain, good, bad, or ugly, it affects you, and your ability to perform affects the supply chain. It's a big ecosystem, isn't it?
It really is, Jim. And it's one of those. It's interesting that when you put it that way, it's one of these mysteries when you tell people that you work in supply chain or you're a supply chain professional or you work in procurement. Oftentimes, it's the stuff that's not sexy. It's behind the scenes. It's transporting goods and services, mm-hmm. Source all the way to the retailer, to the
right.
customer.
Right. I'm really using a broad brush here, and I'm doing it intentionally because I want to make sure that people who are listening who say, well, I'm not a supplier. I'm not a manufacturer. I don't build components. I don't assemble stuff. I don't want them to get the idea that they're not connected to the supply chain, because if you run a retail shop, the people who do business with you all around your area are connected to somebody's supply chain, and so their fortunes are your fortunes, and your ability
Absolutely.
To serve them and get them off to work on time and properly and properly fitted and fed affects the supply chain, and so. This is why I'm roping almost everybody in here, because it's the supply chain is a big ecosystem, and it's even bigger now than it ever was, Rod. Because as you know, Boeing isn't an aircraft manufacturer; they're an aircraft assembly company. Most of the car companies aren't so much manufacturers as they are assembly. Companies, aren't they? Because people make they make their parts all over the country, all over the world, in little bitty pieces of plastic to wings, right?
Exactly. Think about it. Think about the construction industry. I mean, think about all those subcontractors. They're all a part of the supply chain. Now you have a lot. You have homes now. Building processes where you have prefab homes, right?
Yeah.
All the manufacturing is done at various different locations. Then it's all brought together, to construct this, erect the structure.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. Everyone is a part of the supply chain.
Yeah, you look around you, folks.
It's a vast ecosystem.
If you think you're not, just look around you, and I bet if you just open your eyes a little bit, you'll see that you're no farther than one or two steps away from somebody who's directly in the supply chain, and that puts you indirectly. So this is why it's important for Amex to do the suppliers survey, right?
absolutely right. It is very important to understand that. I mean, I think the point of the survey, I think the output as we kind of get into the discussion, we'll see that, you know, large corporations, and the way we define that is, you know, corporations, you know, doing over $1 billion in revenue.
Right.
What we found is that small businesses who were, you know, who were contracting, you know, with businesses that are doing over $1 billion in annual revenue, they're seeing significant growth opportunity. And it'll be interesting to, you know, dive into to why that's happening.
Well, let's do that. Well, the survey itself, tell us about the survey itself.
So the survey itself, we surveyed small businesses. American Express puts on a number of events advocating small businesses every year. We conduct digital mentoring sessions. And so that's, it's, you know, really built an ecosystem among not only, you know, cardholders, but any small business can be a part of this. And so we were able to conduct a survey to gather insights from small businesses, you know, just to gauge insight from them as to what they felt was key to their current success, what they see as opportunities, and really what they see as trends occurring that we're developing to drive the future.
Right.
It was really interesting to see.
And the news and the news was good, wasn't it?
The news was very good. The news was very good. The survey basically showed that not only were these, you know, companies, you know, over half of these companies growing their revenue significantly, they were growing in other ways. They were hiring new employees. Mm-hmm. They were increasing sales with, you know, new, you know, gaining new customers and building relationships with companies that they never had before. And what you find, and what I've seen in my experience, you know, both as a small business owner and as a former procurement executive myself, is once you break into these large corporate supply chain ecosystems, it typically has a network effect because it brings you into a network, and those companies talk. You know, you may think
it's a small community.
You know,
it's
supply
a smaller
chains
community than you think, isn't it?
It is really smaller than you think. You know, you would assume that, look, companies would be competitors, but there's a lot of cooperation among large corporate procurement organizations when it comes to supporting small business, because they all understand that, you know, small businesses are vital to the economy, vital to economic growth as they drive
And I'll tell you something: the smart people in the the top of the economy, the macro level of the economy, they pay attention to what these procurement people do. But the big news for this survey, folks, is that almost 2/3 of the folks, as I see this now, Rod, almost 2/3 say that their revenues have increased, and over 80% expect it to continue to increase. That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hey Rod,
yes,
like before we go out, I don't see a recession anywhere in here. Do you?
You know, I do not.
I don't see it. I don't know what they're talking about, but I don't see one in anywhere in here. And these are the people who spend the money, folks. These are the people who are budgeting forward. Right back with Rod Robinson. He's an important procurement advisor to American Express. His company's called Conexus. He and I will be right back with more on this survey. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.